You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, with episode 23 of The Director's Take. And I'm going to start this episode off with, because when this comes out, it'll actually be May of 2019. So I'm dedicating all my May episodes to mothers of the bride. And so in the studio, I have with me today my first mother-daughter team, Gwen and Kayla Montgomery. So say hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
So I'm excited to have them in here. Kayla's actually getting married on July 7th of 2019, which happens to be my birthday. We're not talking about that today. And so her mom just celebrated, what year was it? 25 years of marital bliss. So we're just going to share some stories. I want obviously, Kayla's going to share her wedding planning experience, and I want mom to be able to put in her two cents on how it's been with planning a wedding with her first daughter. She has three daughters, so this is her eldest. And so we're just going to freestyle and let you guys listen in. And like I said, May is dedicated to all my mothers and daughters, so all the May episodes will be mother-daughter teams that are going to be on the show. So let us begin. So I'm going to start with Kayla.
Hey.
So we're about actually, as we're filming this, this is March, but as I said, it'll come out in May.
Yeah.
So now you're about what?
Little over 3 months. We got 104 days, if I
love it.
Count it correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a journey from starting, well, from the proposal was a little far in advance to start planning. So we really didn't start until about a year or so ago. So,
okay.
Now that we're getting closer to it, the anxiety's definitely kicking in. I finally gotten my skincare routine down, and I feel like it's gone out the drain because my skin is breaking out. My fiance is really just trying to keep me grounded at this point because he's like, "You're freaking out. You need to calm down." And I just, you know, it's been fun.
Okay.
But it's definitely, yeah, it's had ups and downs so far, but you know.
Well, for those who are listening who might just be starting wedding planning, so just based on what are the things that seem to be giving you the anxiety or the stress?
Probably as far as timeline, as far as what you should have booked at what period of time. And so kind of fell behind a little bit. So we just finally got a lot of our big vendors booked and everything. So now we're getting down to the really tiny details. The tiny details are what's causing the anxiety because you don't know what it is that you're getting ready to miss or what it is that you haven't thought of. So
give an example. What's the tiny detail?
Tiny details being that, you know, we had focused so much on making sure that we had everything booked for the reception that I got questions about, well, what are you going to do for the ceremony? And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, who's officiating? How long are you going to do it? Are you doing anything special, writing your vows? Mm-hmm. And I froze because I'm like, oh my God, like the whole point of this is the marriage. And so I'm like, oh my God. So I've been scrambling trying to do that and figuring out how I want everything to flow right into the reception and what I want there, what I want at the reception, what I want separated. So that's pretty much it as far as the little details, because those little details will definitely make a difference in the big day. So
sure. And the other thing you're not saying is that you're here planning it on your own. Your fiance is out of state.
Yes. So my fiance's in the service. Right. So he's been very good about just doing the tasks that I've been giving him.
Sure.
But his schedule is ridiculous. He's been bouncing back and forth from home. So it makes it a little bit harder. So I've had to rely on, of course, my maid of honor and my mother, who has truly been a goddess in this whole situation, to help plan for what I can do here when I'm not available during work during the week and everything like that. So,
gotcha. Okay, yeah. So that's a good segue, Gwen. So, mm-hmm. what has been your role outside of being mother of the bride with planning? As Kayla just said, you've had to step in and assist because fiance is not here.
Fiance is not here, but like she needed to get out her save the dates really quickly. Mm-hmm. Mom, can you help me find the addresses? Can you help get addresses? Can okay. you do labels? Can you mail them? Can you get stamps? That kind of thing. And the other part of that is me trying to keep her calm too.
Okay.
While he's trying to keep her calm from Florida, I'm trying to keep her calm here.
Right. So. Okay.
Yeah, it's been probably been my biggest role.
Your biggest role in keeping her calm. Okay. What's been enjoyable for either one of you? What's the fun part?
The fun part, I would have to say, is once you – there's no greater feeling than actually finding somebody who can execute what you want for the price that you want. Mm-hmm. I actually did – she just went with me yesterday for a consultation with a florist, and he outlined everything. And I was like, that's 10 times better than what I thought it was going to be. And he was very reassuring.
Okay.
A caterer is wonderful.
Okay.
So that's probably been the most fun part. And I kind of already knew what I wanted as far as design wise. So being able to actually find what I liked was, you know, just putting it all together has probably been the most fun, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
You agree?
To an extent. I think the fun part for me was she and I going through songs, going, okay,
oh, yeah.
are we going to put this one in the wedding? What's going to be your first dance?
Okay.
You know, her main objective right now is to make me cry.
Okay.
Because I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
And she's dead set on me crying at this wedding.
Okay.
It's going to happen. She doesn't know it yet. Her and my dad, those are my goals right there.
Okay.
So
I think you'd be caught up in the moment, so.
We'll see.
TBD, right?
We'll see.
So 25 years ago, mm-hmm. and see, I'm going to have fun with this because I'm going to do this too. I'm going to have my mother on an episode. And so she helped. I lived out of state when I planned my wedding. And then I did her wedding 20 years ago this year. So thinking back to your wedding 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
what are some things? We know there are some obvious differences, obviously style and just a lot of things that couples do these days that we didn't even think about, you know, the proposals, engagement pictures, mm-hmm. all of that. But is there anything that you can remember from your wedding planning that can help Kayla or anything from your wedding that you want her somehow incorporate into Kayla's day?
Well, 25 years ago from my wedding, mm-hmm. we planned my wedding in like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you then.
No.
But Kayla was actually on her way when I got married.
Okay.
So we planned it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I probably missed some things that I wanted to do in my wedding. You know, it was a special dress I wanted. My mother was like, nope, not spending that kind of money on a dress because okay. you got this coming up.
Right.
We did not do engagement photos. We didn't do a save the date.
Right.
We didn't. And I think all we did was do an invitation. And then I think one of the first things we did was register.
Right.
For gifts. And we actually registered at Hudson's.
Right.
It wasn't even Marshall Fields. It was Hudson's.
Correct.
So.
That was 94, right?
Yes, it was.
Right. That was the same year I got married, too.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So, you know, I don't. You haven't registered yet.
I started to. I'm still working on them.
Yeah.
So by the time the invitations and everything, it gets to people, they should be done. But,
okay. Right. So that's another one of those little details.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's almost completely different
yes.
from when I got married.
Are there any special songs even that you, because you did have a big, wedding.
I did.
Of that time, you had a formal wedding. But are there any songs that you want incorporated in Kayla's, you know, even if it's your first dance song or it's a song that Kayla and her dad danced to?
So one of my favorite songs is For You by Kenny Lattimore.
Yes.
And I almost thought about asking Pastor if he would ask Kenny to come back for July.
And sure.
Now, if that happens, I'll definitely cry.
Cry. Uh-oh.
I'll cry for real then.
Okay.
But I do like that one. I don't really have another special song for you and your dad, though.
No, but I do know another song that you absolutely love that we're definitely going to play, obviously.
And if you play Adore?
Yes, exactly.
That's
Okay. That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know.
So it's already in the works.
Yes.
Okay. It's already in the works. Nice.
I might cry then.
Okay. To be seen. To be determined. All right. Kayla, is there anything that you've seen, like, in your parents' wedding album or... Just, I know we're laughing here, folks. It's interesting to see the dynamics between mom and daughter. But I know that as a kid, I was fascinated by old wedding pictures from family members.
Yeah.
And was there? I know that my grandparents my parents had a wedding topper that unfortunately got ruined in a move. But I would have used their wedding topper, even though it was old. It was sentimental to me.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that? Go ahead.
Originally, I wanted to redesign my mom's wedding dress. That was an original thought, but then I realized that it would have, by the time that I'd done all of the alterations, it wouldn't have held that same value because it would have been a completely different dress.
Okay.
But then I thought, you know, of course, everybody goes the something borrowed, something new, something old, something blue. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought about the broom that you guys had at the wedding. And so I figured that, you know, that maybe that me and John will jump the broom is something that you guys kept. I don't even know if you guys still have it. Do you?
So first of all, I didn't jump the broom.
I thought you did, though.
I don't have a broom for you to jump.
Yeah,
Auntie Kathy jumped the broom. That was one of the things that I missed from my wedding. I didn't get to jump the broom.
Okay.
The broom you're thinking of was actually a decoration that was just in your grandmother's house.
That's funny. I thought that because this whole time I had thought that you guys jumped the broom. So I was thinking, oh, maybe that'll be something cool. But I figured I wanted to take something from something that you wore that day. I mean, I was already there. So, I mean, I don't know what more could possibly take. But I don't know if you still have your veil something. But originally it was the dress that I wanted to do. But, you know, with it being 94, it was a completely different style. I would have just removed so much fabric from it. It wouldn't have even been worth it.
Right? I think I do still have my veil, but I believe you're getting a veil.
Yes. So we'll see.
We'll see. Something to think about.
Something.
So what have been your resources that you've been using as far as, you know, do you have a special planner, a special notebook? What have you been using to just keep track of your details? You got to be using something. Please.
Yeah. So I do have a notebook. It's like filled with sticky notes because I do a lot of my calling at work. So like on my lunch break, I take a sticky and I'll write notes on it from when I talk to somebody. I stuck it in that notebook. I also have the Detroit Weddings magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the budget planner and it's got the timeline planner in the back.
Okay.
Which I've been using to keep track of my budget.
Okay.
And the, Reminders app on my phone has everything in there. I've got probably 9 things in there that I still have to do, you know, before the week is out. But they're all over the place, but they are organized to me, if that makes sense. So, and I have to keep it that way because if I don't, my fiance is going to forget.
Right.
There's one thing that I've told him to do 3 times and he hasn't yet to do it. So I have to remind him again today. So, But yeah.
Okay.
And my mind. My mind is just rambling constantly. So
that's okay. You know. That's okay. Folks will learn. Like I said, those who listen, they'll listen like, oh, okay. I don't know how many people remember they have that Remind app in their phones. Mm-hmm. iPhone. I'm an iPhone. Team iPhone, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Team iPhone. So, okay. So let's talk about how you came up with your colors, how you came up with your venue. I know we had talks about the different venue.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember where you decided on, but...
Yep, Taylor.
Yeah, okay, you're in Taylor. Okay, good. So what about colors? What did mom help you make decisions about?
Music, for sure.
Right.
She did come with me to see the venue, so that was really important. I really didn't... When I was searching for venues, that was really the one that I landed on,
mm-hmm.
based on size, location, and everything like that. I knew I always wanted to have an outdoor wedding. I don't know why. I just always thought about that. It hasn't rubbed my grandmothers the right way because, of course, the first question they asked me is why you're not getting married in the church. So that's been a conversation. But I knew I always wanted to have a wedding outside. Originally, I did want to do an evening wedding. And then when I started comparing costs, it seemed a lot more feasible to do it earlier in the day because we're doing brunch. Mm-hmm. You know, we save on alcoholic beverages because we're not doing hard liquor because it's not a formal event. Save money on type of attire and everything like that. So, really and truly, how we came up with everything as far as the theme and everything was kind of like a just a change of direction later on. But I always knew I wanted to have it sort of garden themed. I don't know. I feel like most girls, and it sounds kind of cliche, most girls have always dreamed about the day that they got married. And I think that I've always kind of had this picture, these colors in my mind.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, of course, the older I got, the only thing that I did was tailor the taste that I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that maybe when I originally had my wedding, I would have, you know, said, oh, let's have like thousands of balloons and thousands of flowers everywhere. But that's not, it's not doable, you know. But I don't know. I kind of, it's always just been a thought of mine to have this particular type of wedding, just really classy, light, you know, fun. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But so for those who are listening, it's also a Sunday wedding.
Yes.
It's a Sunday wedding. It's a brunch. It's earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as budget wise, it was a lot economical to have
Absolutely.
A brunch versus a full formal dinner, open bar type of.
Absolutely. And just like for anybody who is thinking about having an evening wedding, just knowing that like the cost between doing like a brunch wedding versus an evening wedding is this simple as like $30 difference between for per plate or like per person.
Yes.
You know, and that's just for food alone. So, I mean, if you have it and it's something that you really want to do.
Sure.
You know, don't let that deter you from doing it, but just know that this is what you're going to be faced with. A lot of places have like set minimums for food and everything like that. One venue told me $10,000 for food and beverage as a minimum. So,
The other thing that you did was you picked a Sunday, which is cheaper than a Saturday.
Right.
And it's still cheaper than a Friday.
Yep.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's what it was like. I think the difference between that was maybe a few hundred dollars for like the rental fee for the venue. So,
Absolutely. I was going to say one other thing, too, about the thing is, it's not that you can't do it. If you wanted to and you wanted to put that as your budget, you could have it. That was a choice you and your fiance made.
Correct. Yeah.
So for those who are listening, everyone's priorities are different. In your case, your priority was keeping the cost low as food wise.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the venue you wanted, which was your priority.
Right.
So, Mom, how did you feel about the outdoor venue?
I actually like the outdoor venue. And I think when we saw it, it was in the middle of like winter.
Right.
So nothing was bloomed. But we've seen pictures of it where it was blooming. So I'm really kind of excited about it being outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of like, okay, it's July.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
But not too hot. And then weather's unpredictable, so.
Yeah. That's but they have the backup.
They do.
I've done a wedding there, so it's really very beautiful.
Yeah. So. I've kind of started obsessing over possible weather as well. You know, I've talked to the venue and looked at other places for, like, rentals for, like, a tent. They do say that they do provide fans and things like that. So they've already reassured me about that. I even went as so far as to look at the weather patterns for the last 10 years on that date to sure it wasn't going to rain. I'm like, I can't have
She's
that.
Obsessing.
Like, I am obsessing. It. And when I fixate on something and it starts to cause me stress. So
The reception is still in the tent, right?
It's going to be under the covering at the
It's a pavilion.
Okay, because the wedding I did, they actually had a tent put on the grass area.
Yeah, I'd rather stay off of the grass.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're under the pavilion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then your ceremony will just be there if it's inclement weather, right? Is that what they're going to do?
That's my hope. My hope is that even if it's inclement weather, if we can get a tent that is cost affordable, they can put one right there on the cement or the tiled area.
Sure.
I'd rather not move it. Because then they'd have to, like, rearrange everything to get the tables and everything set up for the food. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, we didn't talk colors and bridal party. And has Mom picked out her dress yet?
We're still working on it. She picked out some that she liked.
Okay.
So, I still have to do shopping with my future mother-in-law as well.
Okay.
My bridesmaids all have their dresses, so we're good there.
Okay.
All except one, but that's just because she had a baby. We already spoke about that and everything, but all of my bridesmaids have been wonderful. They've been completely understanding.
Awesome. That's important.
It's very important. The bridal party is probably going to be like your saving grace. That's the one thing that you don't want to go wrong. Yeah, but they've been wonderful. Colors we're doing are rose gold or like blush as like an alternate, white and silver. So it's been easy. I found like the tablecloths and what I wanted like on Amazon.
Nice.
So it's been, I'm cutting costs in every single area that I can possibly think of.
Sure.
A groomsman, I left John up to, that's his responsibility. Make sure they get fitted, make sure they get their suits and everything like that. Everything else, I think we pretty much squared away. We're not doing a flower girl or ring bearer.
Okay.
Just going to have the maid of honor and best man hold the rings. So we cut costs there.
Okay. So what's up with mom's dress and your mother-in-law's dresses?
I'm thinking about still going in the same color direction.
Okay.
It's really just going to be about finding something that they're comfortable in. They don't necessarily have to wear the same dress as my bridesmaids or anything like that. But it's just a matter of finding something that's going to be appropriate for the weather and everything like that. So,
have you given them like colors and they can go pick something out, or you want to be involved in what? Picking their dress?
Not necessarily. I think that I was just going to be involved. They hadn't told me that they didn't want me to, you know. But I, in talking with both of them, I could just said, you know, hey, we just gotta pick out a dress for you. And they both been like, okay, well, whenever you want to, we can go look at some dresses.
So. Well, I involve her in mine, so you know, I'll pull stuff up on the internet and look at it and go, and she'll either go, oh, that's really cute, or go, that's too matronly, or
okay,
so. I don't think I'll have an issue getting a dress.
Okay, right. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Mm-hmm. So you guys seem like you pretty much are gelling during this time. You know, I know some other daughter teams that there's been a little conflict or disagreement on some decisions, but you guys seem like you're pretty much on one accord.
I can't really argue with her on what she wants.
Okay.
Because not only is it her wedding, she's paying for it.
Okay.
You know, I can't dictate what you're going to do if I'm not, you know, I can't add 2 cents to your, you know, what you're doing. So I pretty much am, you know, kind of hands off unless she really needs me to do something.
Okay.
Of course, you know, anytime she needs me to step in and do something like with the caterer, she came back with this catering estimate that was like $7,000. And she's like, okay, this is, I don't know what to do here.
Okay.
And so I reached out to some people and we got it way down.
Okay.
You know, we got it way down.
Okay.
I remember that too, because I was freaking out because it was like that and one other caterer were like giving me like these outrageous prices. And I'm like, mind you, this was like 2 months ago. And I'm like, I do not have a caterer and my wedding is in 6 months. What am I going to do? And she's like, you got to relax.
Okay. Okay. So you really have just been like the support. Mm-hmm. I mean,
just reeling her back in.
Reeling her back in.
Pulling her back off the ledge.
Yes.
You know.
And I think that, I mean, there really is no room for conflict. I don't think that, I know that every now and again I will reach out to you and I'm like, I know I'm bugging her, but I really need the answer to this question. But I think that, you know, with the wedding planning, I think that if anything, it has made us closer. I've talked to you probably more in the last year than I probably, well, I mean, I've talked to you constantly anyway, but, you know, the last year, I don't know what has changed. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I have her so heavily involved with everything. So.
Could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love it. And that's what it's all about. So any advice you give to any mother, daughter who are, I mean, like you said, I'm not paying, so it's all about what she wants. But any advice to some other daughter teams who are planning together and they're both putting in money and any advice you would give them?
I don't have any like profound advice. I mean, other than just what does your daughter want? Right. What is she looking for? What kind of, and remember that it's about her. It's not about you.
That's right.
I can't project what I missed on in my wedding on you, you know, so whatever it is that you want, you know.
Okay. What about you, Kayla? Anything?
Support on both sides. Yeah. I think, just like you said, you know, trying to be as helpful as possible, without trying to project your own thing on it, because that's only going to cause more stress. But, you know, being supportive of what your daughter wants, but also understanding what your mother may be able to do and what she won't be able to do, as far as helping you. And really and truly just think, take a step back and realize what's worth fighting over and what's not. Because, I mean, in the long run, you know, it's still your mother. This is, you're planning for a day.
Right.
And, you know, understand that, you know, you shouldn't let something like that drive a wedge between you, I guess. It's
right.
Probably the best I can give.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. You're my first mother-daughter guest on the podcast. So thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to the wedding coming up. So, so thank you to all of you who are listening. Again, this is part one of the mother-daughter series of May 2019. This is episode 23. You can reach out to me on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Direct Her, D-I-R-E-C-T-H-E-R. We thank you for listening, and until next time, be well.